How you doing in fantasy football?
I'm 2-2. I'm horrible. And someone's knocking at my office door, believe it or not. Let's see who they are.
Let's see who they are.
Hold on.
All right, call us back.
Rolo,
you going to come hang out tonight?
Yeah. I'll come down if you guys want. What time?
You can watch a movie if you want.
What time is that?
10 o'clock.
All right, I'll call my boss who just got in from Greece and tell her I'm not showing up tomorrow because I'm going to the Mikey show.
There you go, brother.
All right, dudes. Lates.
Thank you.
Later.
Lates.
That's Rolo.
Lates.
He's so cool.
We got an email from Missy, who does middays for us, and the subject is Nolan's Children's Hospital story. Awesome show, guys. Been listening nonstop since 7:30 this morning. Wanted to let you know that your friend Nolan also had the benefit of the wonderful people at Children's Hospital. A few years ago, when he was about 8 or 9, he fell off the monkey bars at YMCA summer camp and landed on his left arm, which resulted in a really, really bad compound fracture.
Oh.
He was taken by ambulance to Children's Hospital, and I was called on the air. I was still on with BC at the time, and I rushed to meet the ambulance. I got there a little ahead, and when they pulled my baby out of the back of that cab on a stretcher, it took all of my strength not to cry like a little girl because I had to be strong for him.
Aww.
When they wheeled him into Children's ER, his bone was protruding out of his arm.
Shut up.
And although he was tempted to freak out because it was so gnarly, looking, for lack of a better word, for the nurse, Terry at Children's Hospital was just amazing. There were a few other people who helped with x-rays and trying to comfort him and me, and they were the best people I'd ever had the pleasure of meeting. And it turned out they were fans as well. Nolan ended up having to stay overnight at Children's after having a lengthy surgery to place pins and rods in his arm in an effort to realign his broken ulna and radius. He also broke smaller carpal bones in his hand that had to be removed. So from Terry in the ER, the x-ray guys, the nurses, the TIs who performed the initial surgery, the fun guys who put many casts on Nolan, to Dr. Mubarak, who surgically removed the pins and rods many weeks later, everything was absolutely wonderful. I owe them so much and will forever be indebted and remember the wonderful experience they made out of what was, although not life-threatening, a very traumatic time for Nolan and his freaked-out mom. We donate whatever we can and encourage others to do the same. P1 Missy. That's our midday gal, Missy, and she's awesome, and Nolan's awesome. And it's just another testament as to why Children's Hospital is as important as it is. And if you want to donate, we encourage you to go to MikeyShow.com, Rock1053.com, or come down to the radio station. And people that donate $50 or more will get a limited edition Mikey Show t-shirt for the 28-hour show that's been made by a P1. It looks amazing. You can see it at MikeyShow.com. And it's while supplies last. When those things are gone, they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep doing this 28-hour show every year, especially if we can raise money for for these kids. I mean, we said it so many times that you always never want to hope that you have to use Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. But thank God it's there if you do. It's an amazing thing.
Our goal this year is, it's the first year that we've attached a charity, and we're really stoked to do it. Our goal is $15,000. Help us to achieve that. I can't believe I am kind of sleepy. I don't usually get sleepy in the day, but I'm kind of sleepy.
Really?
And I know we still have a long...
Yeah. Probably wiped out from that cook-off.
Yeah, I think you got on like such an adrenaline high while doing the cook-off. You're kind of now...
Should we tell them about when you showed me your hand?
Oh, I showed him my hand. I was shaking.
Yeah, Sean,
I was nervous.
Shaking too.
I was nervous.
Yeah,
I started shaking up there.
Aww.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the adrenaline and you know the whole thing. Sky and Ashley are going to dance in 2 hours against each other.
Please don't talk about it.
Oh man.
I mean, now we've encouraged people to come down here, but I just want to let you know.
No, Mike, please don't.
Everybody's welcome to come down to 9660 Granite Ridge Drive, where we're located out back, and a stage has been built with lights.
Oh my
God. It was great because when we were out there using the stage, it was like the opening band. All the stuff that's really going to be used was all put away in its safe place and waiting for the small stuff to end so that Jay and the rest of the people from promotions could like take all the drapes off the big stuff for the 5 o'clock performance, is Ashley and Sky dancing against each other. Now, I know this sounds ignorant, but it's not going to be a surprise to any P1 that's a regular listener of the morning show or to anybody in this room. I don't know how it works.
Really?
I don't know how it works. I don't know what you guys are being judged on. I think that you guys are doing two different styles of dance.
Yes.
I believe you were able to pick your own music, but that's really all I know.
Do you want me to tell you right now?
Yeah, tell me the whole thing.
Here's how this is going to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Two girls, as well as Zeph, have learned a routine from the Charger Girls. Now, we remember a few weeks ago, Zeph called out the Charger Girls, says, anybody can do these routines. All I need to do is train.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to put him to the test because he's learned the same routine that Sky and Ashley have learned.
Yes.
Now, they will individually do these routines, and then all three will do them together, the routine. So that's the first part of the challenge that they will be judged on. Then they have a freestyle competition, which they can do anything they want, and they'll be judged on that as well.
Do you guys want to say what songs you've selected? Or I mean, it won't matter now, right?
No,
I mean,
okay.
It won't affect anything. It'll give people something to look forward to. Sky, what song will you be freestyle dancing to?
Well, I'm doing something kind of risky here, and I'm going to do a bit of a slower song. I am doing Apologize by Timbaland featuring One Republic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very ambitious.
Do you know that song?
Ash, how about you?
Well, I gotta stick to my roots, Mike. You know, all that I know, all that I am is hip hop. So I'm doing it to
all that you are.
Yeah, I'm doing it to Kanye West, Stronger, and I'm just gonna keep it real and do my best, and that's all I can do. Make it, do it.
Makes us all the better, this is gonna be off the his.
I'm just keeping it gangsta. You know what I mean?
P1s, don't forget your splash guards.
That's so messed up.
What does that mean? Splash guards.
I don't know. It might rain later.
Talking about
My gosh. You are so rude.
I'm
sorry. Sky, tell me your song's name
I'm
again.
I'm sorry.
It's Apologize by Timbaland featuring One Republic.
Isn't that Apologize?
Slow?
Apologize.
That's what I said, yeah.
It's slow.
Yeah.
You're going to dance to a slow song?
Yeah.
Sexy.
Really?
This is a great song.
I don't know what that means. You're gonna dance to this.
Powerful.
Please not laugh at me already.
Why, Sky?
Oh, dude, come on.
Why?
why a slow song?
It's hot.
I don't
it's
know. Yeah, I just thought that song
you don't
was
want the
jam.
Girls to it do too much. Hello, hey, I'm up here and they're, you know, doing the boingada boingada.
Oh, they can still do that.
The
boingada
boingada.
Yeah, the boingada boingada. I mean, like, you know, it's the avoidance of the boingada boingada.
No, it just the song spoke to me and I decided to go.
What
with
did it say?
It said, "Please dance to me."
Wow, that's like Footloose tonight, man. That's like Footloose. I guess.
Right.
You guys, hey, did you guys all just not get the chills too? I mean, no. I meant, did you? No. Did you guys just get the chills too? Did you get the chills too? Somebody has a legitimate question.
Oh, good.
Gosh.
Finally,
for Sean.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
P1, Josh.
Yes. Hey, Kobe. How's it going?
All right.
Oh, wow. Rude.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Legitimate question about the dance competition. Well, I was remembering a little while ago how Sean was talking about his Ukrainian dance team, and I was wondering if maybe he would grace us with one of his dances.
I'm not dancing.
I'll do it with
you. Come on, furry.
Oh, no way.
Come on, furry.
Shut up.
That's beaver to you, pal.
Sean.
Come on, furry.
I'm not going to dance.
Okay, fine. That's fine. I was just wondering if you would dance. Come on.
Come on, furry.
I don't even think I could do it, to be honest. I'd probably hurt myself.
Come on.
Plus, he doesn't have his Ukrainian cassette with him.
Good point.
Or his kilt? I don't know.
Don't
what do they
wear?
Kilts. What do you wear?
You wear pants, you know?
Yeah,
like
right.
Baggy pants.
Like MC Hammer?
Yeah.
What color? Maroon.
Yeah. No.
Gotta maroon and gold.
Gotta be red.
No.
Maroon
Sequiny.
And gold. Red
no.
and gold.
No.
Green.
No.
Purple.
No.
Black.
No.
Plaid.
Purple and gold.
Salmon.
Taupe.
Metallic silver.
Raspberry.
Melon.
Panda.
Chartreuse.
Panda. That
it's
was
not a color.
Black it's, and white.
Is it something embroidered?
Yes, it's something embroidered.
Embroidered.
What color?
Blue.
Blue. And gold?
No.
And yellow.
Yeah, it's the Chargers color.
Yeah, it was blue and gold like the Chargers.
It's got a bolt on the side. Yeah, right?
Did you wear shoes that had, like, curly at the toe?
That would be
like the Iron Sheik?
No.
You, yes, you did.
I didn't wear those curly shoes. Shut up, Eddie.
We're just wondering if you wore the curly shoes.
No.
Did you have a fez?
No.
Mike, if you look up on my computer, yeah, I brought up traditional dress of a Ukrainian. We have got.
Sean, please tell
but
me.
We have to ask Sean, Sean to put it on the website, and Sean would be in charge of it. Sean.
He's not laughing.
Is this what you would wear?
Much, much
is this
from
what you would wear? Is this
send him the link.
Send him the link.
Come around. Take a look.
Wait.
He's going to come and look.
Awesome.
I want to see if this is what he would wear. Sean, is this it? Take a look. You got a smile. That's it.
That looks very hot.
Sexy.
To dance in.
Sean, it looks like it was, like, temperature-wise, very warm.
Satin.
Yeah.
You got satin
very
working?
Hot.
Well,
it
was kind of
hot.
Satin working?
What'd you wear under that?
What do you mean? What would you wear under it?
Ukrainian
underwear.
Underpants?
I'll find an image of that.
Yeah, Google that.
Ukrainian underwear.
How do I know? I can't possibly imagine. Did you wear a bunny suit under that?
Oh, that's not.
Mike.
Zeth IM'd it. I didn't even think of it.
Come on. Please.
Oh, Rob just found what they wear underneath.
Sexy.
Let's do this game. We got a brand new game here. Are you ready to play a brand new game, you guys?
Heck yeah.
Let's see. Where I think I have a theme song, too, don't I, Eddie?
Yes.
I got a theme song. What color, Ash?
White.
I'm on the game show page.
No. It's on the front page. In white, where all the openers are.
I love my mama and you love your mama. Everybody loves their mama because their mama's the best. I love my mama and you love your mama. Everybody loves their mother because...
It's time to play Mother Knows Best.
Sean's our host.
Donnie O.
Hello and welcome
to Mama Knows Best. Now.
Is it Mama Knows Best or Mother Knows Best?
It's Mother, but okay. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Mama, Mother, whatever.
Mama Knows Best.
Mama, Mama.
The idea here is it's just like the newlywed game, only it's our moms.
Oh, no.
We are going to have three people playing, and you got to call and pick a horse. Will you pick me and my mom? Will you pick Eddie and his mom? Or will you pick Skye and her mom? Skye, have I ever spoke to your mother?
Innard.
Have I ever talked to your mom? I do not believe so.
I know my mom met Eddie a couple years ago after the 28-hour show.
Skinnerd.
All right.
Okay, so what we'll do is first, we're going to get some listeners on the line, and we're going to see who they want to pick, who they're going to hitch their little wagon to. Carissa, who would you like to take?
Skye.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's a good choice. Hang on. Skye, I think you'll do pretty good.
I hope so.
Logan, who do you want to take?
I want to take Mikey.
Bad choice.
Right?
Your mom loves you.
She does love you.
You realize, Logan, that the whole idea here is that my answers and my mother's answers will match. But that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, man, I just moved here like a year ago. I'm a new P1, so I'm just hoping for the best, man.
All right, cool. Hang on the line.
Your mom loves you and knows probably everything there is to know about you.
I don't know if I ever told you guys this, though.
Oh, no.
What?
Come on.
Yeah, I'll save it for later. P1's C is on the line.
Hi.
C, how are you?
I'm doing good. I love your show. I've been listening since 6 this morning.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You are going to hitch your wagon to Eddie and his mom, okay?
All right.
We got this, C.
Hang on the line.
Okay.
Now, it's like the newlywed game.
Whew.
And... What's going to happen is Sean is going to ask us questions. We're going to write down our answers. And then we're going to see if it matches what our mothers would say. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a shot. Let's get the moms on the line. Mom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There's my mom.
Oh, Mother of the Year.
There is my mom. And let's get Sky's mom on the air. Are you there, Leonard Skinner?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi, Mom.
Hang on the line.
Hi, Dave.
And Eddie's mom, Peggy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, yeah, Peggy. Moms.
Hey.
What up?
This is awesome.
Yo, what's up, Mom?
Yeah.
We got a lot of mom stuff going on here right now.
Awesome.
All right, so Sean, you're going to be in charge of asking the questions. We will all write down our answers. The person who gets the most answers matched correctly will win for their person representing them on the phone. Sean, whenever you're ready.
Okay. The first question is... What?
I love your announcer.
Doing my best.
That's his host voice.
Yeah. I like it.
The first question will be for everyone.
Yes.
What was your kid's favorite Halloween costume?
What was your kid's
your kid's favorite Halloween costume? Think carefully, mothers. We need to see if
I think
we
you have that bed there, Mikey, if you want it.
Is it on
did
page
you put that
one?
Up?
Yeah.
What page?
Oh, it is up.
On the game show page or the front page?
All openers and stuff are on front pages.
Where's the music?
It's in white.
What's it called? No, that's the open, Ash.
The theme, remember?
Where's the theme?
Newlywed get game theme?
It's in white.
Oh, okay, I got it.
There we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mama Knows Best. All right, so we've just asked our first question. Question was, what was your kid's favorite Halloween costume?
All right, don't say yet, moms. We all have to write down our answers. And after we write down our answers, then we'll go to you and ask you what you've written. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Okay, I got mine. You guys got yours?
I'm ready to go.
All right, we're ready to go. Mom, we will begin with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sorry. Sean, you go.
That's right. Okay, so we'll go to couple number one, Mike and Esther. Esther, what was your kid's favorite costume?
I think it was a scarecrow.
You were a scarecrow?
You know, I got to give her credit. Yeah. I got to give her credit because I believe that one year I actually was a scarecrow.
No kidding?
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds awesome.
And I didn't know what my favorite one was, so I just wrote vampire. But now that she reminds me of the scarecrow, I'm like, yeah, that's actually better than my answer, Mom.
Sorry, guy.
Not bad.
No points there.
Good job, Esther.
All right, couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was your answer?
Well, my first answer was Grover of Sesame Street.
Aww.
However, I think he's probably going to go with Star Wars character.
Can you be more specific?
Mother.
Oh, no. Well.
God, Mom.
Oh, no.
First of all.
This sounds bad. Eddie said Cookie Monster.
It was Cookie Monster, Mom. It wasn't Grover.
You made it?
I'm sorry.
It was Cookie Monster, and my mom made it.
Oh.
It had eyes on the top of the outfit, and they would shake when I would shake.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Mother.
Character.
God. We trying to win here, Mom.
Okay,
I think she's...
So far, no points on the board. Let's go to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, your child's favorite Halloween costume.
Oh, I think I'm probably overthinking this, babe, but of course, there's the cat. You know, you love the cat. But that's when you were a grown-up kid. You were in the cat costume, right? So I think it has to be when you had the nice, long, poofy dress, and you were, are today, a princess.
Aww.
And you pooped in the dress?
Your answer was a punk rocker.
punk rock.
Mom, I couldn't remember, and I just remember that picture when we went to the mixer with all the exchange students.
Moms yeah. don't know us at all.
And barely I was not. Dressed as a punk rocker. We had we had Japanese exchange students, and we had a Halloween mixer.
And Sky, is it true you really pooped in the dress?
She said poofy
dress.
Oh my goodness. I am so sorry. I thought she said she pooped in
the... I bet you got no candy.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop it.
Hey, at least my mom had like somewhat of an idea. She had Sesame Street, right?
So technically you're in the lead.
Yeah, and Cat was going to be one of my answers.
Hey, and Scarecrow was actually my favorite costume.
That's not
just too bad you didn't remember.
I just didn't remember that. Good job,
Mom.
Once
again, proving Esther is the best.
Let's move on.
This is true.
Let's move on to question number two.
Yes.
All right.
Still for the moms, right?
Yes.
Okay. They're all for the moms. Okay. All right, moms, here we go. Next question is, what was your child's favorite television show?
Easy.
Your child's favorite television show.
Oh, good boy.
Wait a minute, Mom. Don't answer yet. Don't answer
I'll
yet.
I'll call on you. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Sean.
All right, everyone ready?
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to start this time with couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was your child's favorite television show?
Well, this is difficult. If you're talking about a young child or a teenage child.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. See, that's what I was thinking when I was writing.
That's kind of tough. And if I'm going with his favorite, it would be the WWW championship thing. Wrestling. He watched that continuously.
All right. Eddie, what was your answer? Eddie said the Brady Bunch.
I didn't know that.
Or you may say the Dukes of Hazzard.
You put two answers down, Eddie.
Brady Bunch was my answer, but
what would have happened if she would have said Dukes of Hazzard?
I would have been mad because I would have screwed up.
Whatever.
But she didn't.
Mom, I watched the Brady Bunch every single day.
Eddie. Come on, Eddie.
Do you even know me? I know I was a latchkey kid, but come on.
All right, let's go to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, what was your child's favorite television show?
Oh, this is an easy one because she recorded every episode. Beverly Hills 90210.
Beverly Hills 90210?
Is that Sky? It, Sky? Is Sky, it Beverly Hills answer? 90210?
Oh, no. Sky said Sesame Street was her favorite show.
No, but you're right, Mom. I recorded every episode. Well, I was going with, like, the real young kid.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
No, Sky said she watched Sesame Street up until 18 years old.
But no, you're right, Mom. Your answer
And then it
better.
Got too advanced for her.
Exactly.
Oh, you're all so funny.
Oh.
All right. Couple number one, Mike and Esther. Esther, what was Mike's favorite television show as a kid?
Well, I can't think of the name, but it was really, really scary. It would have, this announcer that would come on, and his voice was really, Mike, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
No helping.
But I can't remember the name.
She's not going to be able to remember the name.
Oh.
But I know which one.
You can't remember the name of it, Mom?
No, not at all. Dad doesn't either.
No cheating.
Take a guess. Just take a guess.
Take a guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Just say any scary name show.
Shoot, I can't remember anything, Mike.
Man.
Well, what did you say, Mike? Mike said
Twilight
the Twilight Zone. It sounds like that could have been it.
Rod Serling and the whole thing. Ma, you had it, Ma.
That's what you put, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I put. You got it right. We didn't get it right because you didn't think of the name, but you did know what it was for sure.
Wow.
Okay. You guys all knew what I meant.
Okay,
all
here
right.
we go.
Moving on to
Mom.
Question number three. Mothers, what would you say your child did to get in the most trouble? What did they do to get in the most trouble?
Like a singular incident or?
What did your kid do to get in the most trouble? I would say that's a singular incident.
Singular incident.
Oh, a singular incident.
Yeah.
Okay.
A singular incident. What did he do to get in the most trouble? Oh, wow.
What did they do to get in the most trouble?
It's hard because I think I know what my mom's going to say, but it's not the right answer.
Right.
Eddie, what? How rude
is that? I've already written it down. I've already written it down.
Okay.
All right, I got mine.
Okay, I'm ready.
Everyone ready?
Everyone's ready.
We'll start with couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, what did Sky do to get in the most trouble?
Oh, gosh. Oh.
So much, eh, Lynn?
This is tough because...
It's hard to decide.
Yeah, so many things.
Don't you joke around with them, Mom. You
that
know
time
that's
she stole
not
ham.
True.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. There was the growing and smoking weed. That was
holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. And, look at Sky. She's mortified.
You got in trouble for that?
You grew weed? Wow. Wait a minute, Mom. Mom, she grew the weed?
Oh, my gosh.
Your daughter was a pot farmer?
Oh, I cannot believe you. Allegedly.
Allegedly. There's no proof to
that. Never convicted in the court of law.
Never convicted of a crime.
Holy crap.
Sky, what did you put?
Is that your answer, Mom?
No. I'm just brainstorming. I'm with myself.
Well, can you please not brainstorm out loud?
No, Sky, she's going through your list of felonies.
The laundry list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, there's a time she counterfeited money.
Always an indictment, never a conviction.
Yeah. She killed a hobo.
Right?
Just to watch him die.
Allegedly.
Okay, but when you were a kid, I'm thinking not cleaning your room.
Not cleaning your room. All right, Sky, what did you say? No, Sky said driving over 17 with young driver. What is that?
I wasn't allowed to drive over the Highway 17 in the Bay Area, which goes over the Santa Cruz Mountains, with a young driver. And I said I was going to the mall for the day, and I really went over the hill and got caught.
Oh, you didn't get any right.
And was in big
trouble. All right, whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Couple number one.
Oh, but what about all the hate crime?
Couple number one, Mike
We're
and Esther.
We're on the radio.
Esther, what would you say Mike did to get in the most trouble?
The time she shot Reagan.
Yuma, Arizona, there was something to do with a door, and I think Mike put something into a hole in the door, and then Danny came along, and was that it, Mike?
Mom, that is the correct answer. I didn't think that you would remember it. That's the right answer. I went with what I thought she'd remember, which is throwing rocks at the windows. And I should have put that because I've told that story on the air a million times.
Yeah, you have.
And me and my mom would be in the lead right now. Mom, you were right. I was the one that wrote the wrong answer.
Again. Dude, your mom's killing it.
I know it. I can't believe it. Mom, you're doing the best.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm screwing it up.
All right, couple number two, Eddie and Peggy.
Okay, Mom,
Eddie,
here we go.
Peggy, what did Eddie do to get in the most trouble?
Wait, this is really hard because we're
talking about
Eddie,
not Beth.
You know,
that...
it was Eddie, not Beth. And so that makes it really, really hard. He was a little giddy guy.
You're so cute.
Perfect. You're perfect.
He was a little giddy guy.
Goody guy. He just wouldn't clean his room. That would be my first answer.
Wouldn't clean his room?
Apparently, she doesn't remember all those strohs that we stole from Mr.
No,
Jim.
Eddie, what did you say? Eddie said stole soda from a neighbor. We'll say something about my sister, he put.
Oh, yes. That was the one time he did something wrong.
Wow, Eddie, you did something wrong one time.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And I got
in big trouble
for
that.
Yeah.
So while you were stealing soda, something all kids would do, Sky was growing weed. Interesting.
Very similar background.
Very similar. Yeah, it's like they mirror each other.
And it was only like one soda.
No, right. It was a case.
Well, whatever.
One case is what you meant.
That's what I meant.
So far,
I was thirsty.
Right.
So far, we don't have anyone on the board at this point.
We're doing great.
Come on, Mom.
All right. Mothers, here we go. Question number four. Who was your, or who would you say was your child's childhood best friend? Who was their childhood best friend?
That's easy.
Not adult, childhood. Who was their childhood best friend? Everyone's still writing their answer. Mike finishing up his. Sky's done.
Childhood.
Childhood best friend.
No, I don't know.
Up to what age?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
Childhood.
When does childhood end?
Teens, I guess.
It ends in the teens?
Yeah.
So up until 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dang it. I don't know.
Someone get on the board.
Mike, that's hard because we moved a lot.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the same exact thing.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Couple number one, Mike and Esther still have nothing on the board. Esther, who was Mike's best childhood best friend?
Can I say Michael Carver?
You can say whatever you want.
Sure, you can say
anyone
Michael
but
Carver.
Michael Carver.
Michael Carver it is.
Star of the Halloween movies.
Mikey, what did you put?
I put Mike Duke.
Mike Duke.
But that was older, Mike.
I know, but my childhood best friend was actually Mike Parsons in Yuma.
Did you know anybody named other than Mike?
Michael Carver.
Yeah,
Michael Carver was my friend. Michael Carver was my friend in Georgia, Mom. I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, your mom knows that.
I don't remember the one in Yuma. But I knew him.
There you go.
I remembered him.
All right. You got this one.
Shawnee.
All right. Couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, who was Eddie's childhood best friend?
Well, it's either Glenn Pacheco or Eddie Sandoval. I think I'll go with Eddie Sandoval.
And that's exactly what Eddie said.
Yes! There you go. Yeah.
Very good.
We're on the board. So Mikey hung out with Mikey's. Eddie hung out with Eddie's.
Yeah, we're Namus.
We're Namus.
Good job, Mom.
Thank you.
Yes.
Couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, who was Sky's childhood best friend?
Oh, this is really tough because she had a lot of them, but it's either...
They were her customers.
It's either...
Stop it!
Well, she was a grower.
Yeah. Please stop.
She was a great connection.
You have customers. That's why you grow it.
You guys are jerks. Awesome.
Well, who are you going to sell it to?
All right, please.
All righty. Let me see. Okay, it's either Carrie or Kim. But when you say up till 12, I think I'd have to go with Kim Adams.
Sky? Yeah.
Sky, was it Kim Adams?
No, I put Jenny. And then I put Mace Carrie.
Jenny from the block.
That's right.
Oh, I thought that was...
Yes.
All right, Shawnee.
All right, question number five.
We're on fire now, Mom.
Moms?
We got this one, Mom.
You have one right.
What do you have?
Mom, we're going to get this one right.
Okay, Moms. What food would you say your kid hates the most?
Oh, boy.
What food do they hate the most?
So easy.
What food do they hate the most?
Food.
Oh, that's hard.
Food.
There's so many for Sky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll get this one out of the park, Sky. This
will
be
a good
one. Sky,
it's such a
trip. Well, she knows to do it.
That's on your birth certificate, right?
Right.
So cute.
Everyone have their answers?
Got mine.
All right. We're going to start this time with couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was Eddie's most hated food as a child?
Oh, my gosh, this is a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
He likes almost everything. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking something to do with seafood. Cioppino.
Chipino.
Chipino.
Nobody
knows
what that
is.
What is that?
Eddie, you know, like Chipino?
Isn't that the girl that Isaiah Thomas harassed?
That totally blows. I brought a whole bunch of Chipino in that I was going to pull out here in a second. And
now
it's all going to go to waste.
No, actually, Eddie said bell peppers.
Oh.
You know that, Mom.
Peppers. Yes, you're right, I do.
Moving on to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn.
No doubt about it, fish.
Yeah.
Oh, she got it.
Wow. Way to go, Mom.
All right, Mom, get this one, and we're on the board, too.
All right.
Couple number one, Mikey and Esther. Esther, what is your answer?
The only thing I can think of is cauliflower. He likes everything.
Cauliflower?
Including cauliflower.
No, actually, Mikey said cantaloupe.
But I do like cauliflower.
Okay. Have you ever not liked
Maybe
cauliflower?
Maybe she got confused.
I've always enjoyed cauliflower.
What can you do?
Maybe she got confused.
Well,
they
she's
both start
got
with
a lot
C.
of sons to keep track of.
Maybe that's Mark.
No.
With a C.
Could be Mark.
Did everybody get on the board except us?
Yeah, but don't worry about it, Mom. We'll get them.
You better get them fast, dude.
Cue the music.
All right.
Last question.
We have two more.
Oh, two more.
Second
two
to more. The last.
Ask, like, where we were born.
Your mom won't remember.
Question.
She didn't know your birthday.
Okay. Eddie.
All right, here we go. We
question
got it.
Question number six.
Okay.
Moms, what was your kid's worst injury?
Oh, boy.
Aw,
hard question. We got this one.
Yeah, we do.
Your kid's worst injury.
Oh, I know. Mike,
so
you better
cute.
Put the same as I'm thinking.
Okay. That's the point of the game.
Mike. Kill him, Esther. I love this.
This is tough. I was injured a lot.
Wait. Okay.
Wait.
Oh, come on, Mike. Hurry it up.
Let's go, bro.
You better put what your mom's thinking.
Yes. She'll be the first to tell you that.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Starting with couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, your kid's worst injury.
Well, I don't know if you ever heard the story, but there was one day she went to the beach, and the next day she had quite a sunburn.
Oh my God.
Shut the hell up.
No.
This is not happening.
I want a new partner.
This is a moment.
This is happening on the air right now. I want everyone to know this is the greatest.
I love Sky's mom.
Let me get this right.
Did you read news?
Let me get this right. So my mom is, we could clinch the game right now, but my mom's going to take the opportunity to do a bit.
No, she answered the question, lady.
Is she doing a bit?
No, she answered the question.
I thought she was really answering that.
I don't know the story.
Yeah, just finish it.
Eddie.
Anyways, so she went to the beach.
For new listeners.
And what happened, Mom?
Oh, it was awful. She'd been taking this medication.
Yes, it was called orthotricycline.
Oh,
yeah. And
pill paste.
It made her skin really sensitive. And so the next
day
she went to work. She was outside having lunch, and she had a blouse on and everything, but the sun went right through her blouse. Really,
never heard that before.
I haven't. It's a new wrinkle.
Wow. And blamed it. So she called me at home, and when I picked up the phone, she goes, please be home. And she was crying. Yeah, it's true.
This is the greatest moment of all time.
I love it.
It's the greatest moment of all time.
It's
happening right now.
Oh, my God.
It's happening right now.
Was there a phone call?
Oh, my gosh.
So the poor thing. So I picked her up and...
Where was she calling from?
Oh, she was calling from the San Jose station.
Oh my gosh.
We lived in San Jose.
She was at work?
She was at the radio station.
You don't say.
At work in the middle of the afternoon show.
Oh.
And then she was doing... I think she was supposed to be in charge of traffic reports at that time. Oh. And so we're in the car and we have the radio on to the station and we hear the traffic music. But no traffic report. Anyway, in the meantime,
this just gets better and better. Oh my goodness, I love it.
Oh,
she's laying in the back seat in agony anyway, and then we're hearing this. And she goes, oh, no. Tiger.
What happened when you got home?
Yeah, tinkle.
To our house, my house, she laid down outside. I got some ice. We called Kaiser, and they said, as a last resort, put urine on it, on the sunburn.
Last resort. As a last resort.
Last resort.
Yeah.
They really exhausted the options.
Well, all we other put options.
All other options. You know, like coffee grounds, aloe, banana peel, everything.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Wrong story.
Weed.
Butter. And so I gave her a jar. Oil. And we put it into a spray bottle. So I
spray bottle.
No. I'm gonna throw this in there.
Spray bottle.
A spray bottle, and I sprayed it on, and I don't know if it really did anything, to tell you the truth.
Oh, it did something.
It made for the greatest radio ever.
It created the greatest radio story of all time.
Wow.
Of all time.
Babe,
I love your mother.
Guess?
Yeah, she is so good.
So, babe, is that your guess?
Sky, you put that too, right?
That's what she says after that.
Oh, Sky put a broken collarbone. What's that?
Oh, what?
What is that?
Do you remember
that, Mom? When I broke my, when I actually broke a bone?
Yeah, but you know what? You were in worse pain with the sunburn.
You're right. I probably was.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
I
want
to go.
This is radio history.
No
Unbelievable.
Way.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Outrageous.
Great, Mom.
Okay.
Wow.
I can't believe you.
Wow.
First the weed and then that.
Greatest game ever. We may have to do this every week.
Oh, yeah. But just Sky and her mom.
All right. Let's move on to couple number one, Mikey and Esther. Esther, what would you say was Mikey's worst injury?
When he was real young, Mark, our oldest son, grabbed him with his little arms straight up, and he was swinging him around, and they got stuck that way. We had to rush him to the emergency room. I hope that's what you put, Mike.
Mikey put Mark pulled arms out of sockets.
Nice work. You got it, Mom. We're on the board.
All tied up.
You got it. Yeah, he pulled my arms right out of their sockets. He was holding me by the wrists.
Ouch.
And we were having fun, you know. He was standing up, and he was swinging me around in circles, and he was like, you know, and all of a sudden my arms went pop, pop.
Oh, gross.
And when it happened, it made a noise, and he felt them come out of the socket, and it scared him, so he let go of me, and I went flying in the air with the arms out of the socket.
Oh.
It's a truth.
Ouch.
Oh, that's
right. That's why he and I are so close.
Okay.
All right, moving on to couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was Eddie's worst injury?
Okay, well, here we go again with two possibilities. Mm. There's one that his dad and I still have a lot of guilty feelings about. It was he broke an ankle. He was playing basketball and jumped up and came down and broke his ankle. But the bad part is his dad and I had just sat down to take a breather, and he's banging on the window, and I told Jim, go tell him to shut up. I'm taking a break. I want to rest. And when he went out, he had a broken ankle.
Oh.
He felt so bad. Oh, my God, he felt so bad. And then the other injury that I'm thinking about is when he embedded a nail in his calf.
Oh, my God.
Pretty awful. And he was playing a warrior with his best friend, Eddie Sandoval. He managed to get a nail embedded in his calf. So, oh, my gosh, and they both were just awful. I'm going to go with a broken ankle.
Broken ankle? Eddie said broken ankle.
Eddie's in the lead.
You can put him on a ball.
The nail didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it didn't hurt. It just bled a lot because it hit a vein.
Well, it was a puncture wound, very deep.
All right.
Yeah. That, and I broke my nose, I broke my ribs, and I almost drowned multiple times.
You know, I'm really surprised that the worst injury was not that bed of the truck.
Oh, that was one of the times I broke my nose.
Ooh, good one, Mike.
The bed of the truck when you guys were over at Auntie Bond's, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was riding my bike, and some guy had the bed of his truck down, and I didn't see it. I turned the corner and ran face first into it so loud that they heard it inside the house.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy. Oh.
That's awful.
Crazy.
That was the first time I broke my nose.
Huh.
All right. This is the last question.
We got this, Mom.
Come on, Mom. We can wrap it up right here.
No. It's ours.
All right, moms. When have you been the most proud of your child?
Mm. Oh, that is crazy.
When have you been the most proud of your child?
So this could be any time in life at all?
Guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's easy.
I don't.
I don't think my mom's ever been proud of me.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm just a pot smoking sunburned.
Well, wait a second.
I know.
There was that time you got dope dealer of the year. Remember that? That was a pretty proud moment.
Okay.
Can we give everyone two answers?
No. Gotta pick one.
Sky, you done?
Yeah.
All right. So let's start again with couple number one. Mikey and Esther, you have a total of 1 point. You could get another one and possibly tie it up. Esther, when have you been the most proud of Mikey?
I want to give two, but I this is how I feel. When Jake was born, when he had him in his arms, they handed him to Mikey, the look on his face.
Okay, so you say when Jake was born?
Yes.
And Mike says, when Jake was born.
Yay! Yeah!
Very nice.
All right.
Even though you had very little to do with that.
I didn't have very much to do with it, but I was very proud. She's right. When they stuck him in my arms, I was just...
That's cool, though.
Couldn't believe it. Very good, Ma.
All right. Going to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. You have a total of 1 point.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we're
going to... I'm doing a dramatic thing.
Oh, we're doing a dramatic thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, first, I'm really thinking all the help with family issues along the years. Those have been awesome, too, you know, with family health issues. But when you picked up the cat from the road and took care of that cat, all the compassion. But I think probably the time that I really beamed with pride was at your college graduation.
College graduation. Okay, Sky, you said her wedding day.
Oh, that wasn't that big a deal.
No.
Yeah, nobody cared about that.
Not really.
I thought about that, but I said, you know.
Came in fourth, but I'll tell you what.
But I mean, Mom, I didn't even really walk the stage. I don't.
You know what, though? You helped that kitty cat that one time. Oh. Miracle. Yeah.
Baby Miracle.
Baby Miracle.
Yeah.
Baby Miracle.
What the hell is that?
Baby Miracle.
What?
It was a cat.
I don't want to know. I'm ready.
All right. Well. Finally, going to couple number two, Eddie and Peggy, you currently have 2 points.
We can win.
You are tied with Mikey and Esther.
Uh-oh.
If you get this one correct, you will win and take it all home.
Oh, my gosh.
Peggy.
Talk about pressure.
Peggy.
Yeah.
When have you been the most proud of Eddie?
Well, I'm going to say the most recent was his wedding.
His wedding?
I was extremely proud of how he and Deborah did everything in preparation for the wedding. It was just a fantastically beautiful wedding, and I was very proud.
All right, and Eddie, you say? Eddie says getting married.
Yeah! Yes! Mom, you did it!
So, couple number two, Eddie and Peggy, you are our winners.
Very well done. And P1C, are you there?
I am here.
I'm so happy.
There you go. Eddie and his mom won for you.
Shake and bake, Eddie.
Hang on the line, C.
I will. Thank you.
Lynn, thank you for one of the most incredible moments ever.
You're welcome.
You did a great job.
The greatest thing ever.
Thank you very much. And, Mom, I'm very proud of you. You did incredible.
I can't believe it myself.
You did really good. You did really good. All right. Thanks, Moms. Thank all of you. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, Mom.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. That was incredible.
This guy. No.
I don't even know what to say.
What was she thinking?
Wow. I want that on a CD, and I just want to listen to it on loop.
It was incredible. I mean, the timing of it.
Oh, everything was just awesome.
Starting it with the, I don't know if you've heard this story. Oh. Your mom is a genius. I love her.
Spray bottle.
If she weren't already taken.
Hey.
Spray bottle.
Spray bottle. You said it was in a big gulp cup.
Spray bottle.
Now that she says that, it the collection was in a big gulp cup, and then it got poured into the spray bottle. She's right. It was. Oh. Yeah, she has a better memory than me. But.
Unreal.
Yeah, you're telling me, huh?
Well, that is the 28-hour show. That's what it's all about. Crazy, wacky, weird moments.
God.
That was awesome.
Oh, no.
Now, a little bit later on, we're going to do the Mikey Show newlywed game, where Eddie and Sky are going to be a couple. Me and Ashley are going to be a couple.
Yes.
And, of course, Rob and Seth will be a couple.
Well, duh.
They already are.
Well, duh.
Wow.
Hillcrest.
I just got handed a piece of paper. So far, the Mikey Show has raised $8,200.
Get out of here.
Shut up.
That's so awesome.
No way, dude.
For Children's Hospital.
Wow.
$8,200 has been raised so far.
Wow.
For Children's Hospital, which is amazing. Now, I want to play some stuff for you here because I want to give people an opportunity to kind of know why we're doing this. It really is incredible what everybody is doing. Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, and we do have some now donated auction items on the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can go to MikeyShow.com and check out. You know, we had talked about the Aldala guys, and there's a bunch of different stuff that has been donated by P1s on MikeyShow.com.
I want to let people... hear exactly from some kids and stuff that have been able to benefit from Children's Hospital. Did you want to say something, Ash?
No, I was just saying they're all new ones that...
Okay, cool. This is an example of the way that Children's Hospital changes lives.
I'm Vicki Brown-Remus. I'm Brian's mom. My son, Brian, was diagnosed with multiple brain cysts when he was 15 years old. Multiple surgeries. The problem was is he was turning into a teenager, so a lot of what we now know were probably symptoms were written off as, oh, he's a teenager, oh, he probably has ADD and nobody noticed it.
Who's the one that makes it happen?
So it was really written off.
Or maybe who's the one always on your mind?
And of course you don't really want to think there's something really wrong with your child. Figure that it's going to be what it's going to be. The only thing you have control over is trying to pull it together and keep it together for him. Any time that I have with my kids, that any enjoyment that I have with them is something that I don't take for granted at all. He's inspired me with his unbelievable good attitude. giving a small donation can make a difference between a child living and a child dying.
I was diagnosed. I still do have a group of cysts in my brainstem. I've been seeing neurologists because my arm was shaking. I was having trouble writing. They just said that it was just something that I'd grow out of. As time went on, it got worse and worse, and thinking started becoming an issue. Then we went to the ER one day because I had a visual disturbance, and they did a CAT scan. They saw it clear as day. The doctor just said, "This isn't supposed to be there. This isn't supposed to be there. Every time that I've had an MRI, the results are better and better and better. Every moment like it's your last. And try everything once, unless you're allergic to it. If you have to have brain surgeries, that's the kind of place that I pick to have it. And I was thinking, in my hospital bed, how could I go on living like this? How am I going to be able to go to college? How am I ever going to be able to get married or see the world? Or am I even going to live to see tomorrow? Am I even going to live to see tomorrow? With every dollar that is donated, they have that much more leeway room to buy new state-of-the-art equipment to help and save other kids' lives, just like mine was. Just like mine was.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
What you just heard is why we're doing this. It's all about these kids. $8,200 has been raised. We'd love to raise some more.
Yep.
We need you to come down here to the radio station or go online and donate money because these kids need it. Mm-hmm. All that money goes to buy equipment. All that money goes to buy things that those kids need.
Yeah.
So we are urging you to come down to the radio station and donate money. Our goal is $15,000.
Come on. Let's
We're trying to raise $15,000. Mm-hmm. So come down to the radio station. We're located at 9660 Granite Ridge Drive. In 1 hour, we'll be doing a dance-off between Sky and Ashley. Eddie, I have questions.
Go.
I have dance-off
so
questions.
So nervous. Oh, my gosh.
How will they be judged? Like, on what? Or like, what will be the categories of judging them?
The first one is how well they do the routine that was taught to them.
Right.
And that you know, the judges are the Charger girls that taught them the routine.
Yeah.
So they'll know. And then free